101.9 FM brings you Habba Radio.
Radio, 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 radio,
radio.
Yeah.
In case people need a reminder of what they're actually listening to at this point.
Yep.
These are not the voices in your head.
Yep.
But could be.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Boy. Anyway, if you haven't guessed it, Gak is in the house. He is coming on in about 4 minutes with Explode and Head Movies. Aloha. And that's an hour and a half before he gets booted off and somebody comes in to replace him.
Booted off is the correct word.
Yes, by Mr. Gavin Walker and the Jazz Show. So this is your last opportunity since I have 3 minutes left. You can call in for Royal Wood tickets with Hannah Georges. And that's at... where is it? The Rio Theater? Yeah, it's at the Rio Theater on the 9th of October. And also, there's a Seawolf ticket to give away for tomorrow. And Names at the Door to be at the Rickshaw, and that's for October 5th. And if I don't hear anything, then, Gak, would you like to go see Seawolf with me tomorrow?
I would love to, except already I'm going somewhere else. Except I must burn you in the most dramatic way possible.
And public, too, yes, man. It's public. Like, so public.
I was waiting. It was just, I was sort of thinking, shuffling my shoes side to side, wondering if, maybe, who knows, could.
You're playing hard to get. That's your problem here.
I like being coy.
Yeah. Well, you're very good at it. So anyway, let me tell you what you can actually get. Our playlists are now actually online, which is pretty cool. And that makes it especially important for me to fill it out properly. And you'll see sometimes I don't know whether they're... I don't know. There's certain qualities. Does it show all the qualities as well? I haven't checked it out, actually, but I'm sure there has the name, the song,
and
the title.
The artist, the title, and the song. So okay. If you say track one, no one's going to have any idea about the one, or that one, this one, or the long one. So if you put a beautiful title there, and specifically the accurate title for what you just heard,
Important.
At that point, you will see it on CITR.ca.
Yes, and check that out. And there's all sorts of good stuff on that disc. Or on that website. So anyway, what you heard there was Black Mountain from Wilderness Heart. And last week, I had the hardest time saying Wilderness Heart. I kept saying, like, Wildness Heart. And it's because there's a bunch of albums came out recently that have the...
Like, Hilderness Wart?
I'm not aware of that one. But if there were, that would definitely mess me up. Because the one I was mixing up with was The Wild Hunt by The Tallest Man on Earth. And, So also, there's also Avi Buffalo. They're coming to town on the 29th of October to the Biltmore Cabaret, and I have tickets to give away for that too. But I probably won't give those away for another, couple weeks. So anyway, call in. You got about 1 minute, and actually, you could call in. You could technically call in when it's not my show and get the tickets, but you'd be breaking my heart, so try not to do that. You've been listening to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. I'm your host, Robert Privet. I'll be back next week. At the 6:30 on Monday, and stay tuned for Gak and Exploding Head Movies. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Stay tuned.
I can't recall just what we said.
Do you recall? Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
As the Ace of Spades is black, as a hole in Calcutta is black, as a jack in the game is as my true love's hair is black, as a dreamless sleep is black, as a midnight is black, as closing your eyes tight is as a little black sheep is black. One in every family. Black, 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 black.
Started things off there. What did we hear, Rob?
Black.
Black. That's right. From Ken Nordine's album from 1967 called Colors. It was released in 1995 for the awesome Asphodel album. And he's one of the premier voiceover artists going on, and the track we heard was Black. And that was part of a series of jazz records recorded in the 60s featuring Nordine's sort of beatnik poems, but the man's been a voiceover artist for now, like, decades at this point, and he turned 90 earlier this year, but he's still going strong. And what we just ended there was a B-side to DJ Shadow's latest single, and that was I've Been Trying. That's available digitally now through the Shadow's website. And the man himself is coming to town this month as part of a tour called Live from the Shadow Sphere. It seems like he's going to be in a dome or a sphere on stage. So October 25th is when the tour starts, and it will be here in Vancouver, the Commodore Ballroom, before he heads down to Seattle, Portland, and across North America. And the single also features an A-side from the new Futility, which apparently might be what the album's name, but the other track is called Death Surrounds Us, and that album should be coming out in 2011.
I noticed that this album, Colors, that we were just playing, that every song on the disc is a different color.
It is.
Do you know anything about that? That's interesting. Does that just go along with that beatnik poet?
A little bit, to a certain extent. I've listened to a couple of the tracks before, and actually I just wanted to go through the entire album one time. But yeah, the idea is that it's all approaches to different colors. So decide the music is supposed to complement the color, and the words themselves are as well, too.
Right on.
Groovy. So, yes.
Absolutely.
This is Exploding Head Movies here on your rampaging community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web everywhere else at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be blasting the foghorns here till 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So how are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing very well.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Everything's rocking and rolling pretty good. I think the show went pretty well, and I'm about to go home and do a little bit of emailing.
Oh, a bit of the old email.
That's
keeping up the correspondence. What is this for, personal or for business? Or is it just the case of just reaching?
I don't know if there's a difference anymore.
Nope. Everything's bled together.
Yeah, everything's just bleeding together. And yeah, I actually know what it's going to be for is the horror convention. And I didn't mention it on my show because there's a problem with self-promotion because we're organizing it. But the thing is, here's the thing that I get around it because it is being sponsored by CITR. So,
well, there you go.
That's
so, what can you tell us about this horror?
Well, there's going to be a dark art exhibition. There's going to be burlesque from like the kind of gore type burlesque that's going on. That should be fun. Just going to try to get some film screenings going on, and also, which is something that's really of interest to me, is special effects Mario Cup artists are going to be coming by and having a competition to see who they can, you know, transform into
nice.
You know, the nastiest sort of looking thing. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this. We're going to be in the George Strait. We're going to be here, there, and everywhere in the next issues, so we're hitting the marketing hard for that, and it should be a good time. It's only $5.
Excellent.
And it's...
what day is it?
It's October 31st. That's on Halloween.
Halloween.
And it's no minors. It is not no minors whatsoever allowed. It is a horror convention, after all, the Vancouver Horror Convention, and it is from noon until 6 p.m. on that day. And you know, come dressed up.
Where is this being held?
It is held at the Planet Bingo, third floor. It is the Lunar Lounge.
The one at Main and between 10th and 11th.
Yeah, that's right. It's 2655 Main Street, and the same place we had the Main Street Vinyl Fair.
Okay.
Which there'll be another one of those coming to maybe the same venue. Not sure, but. More on that later on.
Excellent. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All so right.
That's what I'll be up to. That's what I'm going to do that.
Well, you're a busy man. I mean, obviously, if you're organizing something each month, that's, yeah, that's a lot of commitment there.
It is a lot of commitment.
Coordinating.
Yeah, it is. So maybe I'll take a break tomorrow and go out to that Seawolf show because it's going to be good.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about at least one other film that we're going to start profiling here on the show. It's not exactly a horror film, but it's supposed to be the idea of like a thriller.
Okay.
Still has yet to be picked up, but at this point, distribution is sort of tenuous, but it has soundtrack featuring M83, the shoegaze band from France, and the soundtrack by a new person called Emmanuel D'Orlando. So the film is called Black Heaven. It's been played at Cannes. It hasn't really been picked up for distribution. It doesn't look like it's part of the Vancouver International Film Festival, which is ongoing right now. But at the very least, we will show a couple of these tracks from that film itself. But we're going to kick things off with a seemingly lost act. And they've always had a little bit of a sinister vibe, not like full horror. And that would be the Future Sound of London. Have you heard of them before?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, well, they're basically a duo Gary Cobain and Brian Dugan's, and they sort of dealt with like a bit of an ambient house thing in the early 90s, and they actually did a lot of things where they did live broadcasts over the phone, sort of like actually at the time ISDN, which was like the predecessor to like a lot of modems and T1 connections.
Predecessor to ADSL.
That's right. So they actually had built up quite a bit of reputation, but a couple of things sort of simultaneously happened that impacted the band. One of them was Mr. Cobain, Gary Cobain, not Kurt Cobain, of course. His fillings in his teeth, the fillings that he had leaked out, so he actually had to deal with 4 years of the after effect of mercury poisoning.
And what sort of after effects do you get from
I think it's basically mercury. Utter lethargy, because it intoxicates your system, and it takes forever as a heavy metal to seep out of you. I mean, mercury is like one of the most poisonous metals there is, since it is liquid, and it just...
It can get everywhere.
It just flows like, you know, the Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. It's like water.
That's right. Yeah. So, but the good news is they've just sort of been on the rebound in the past few years, self-releasing a whole bunch of albums called The Environments, and their most recent one is Environment 3. But we're actually going to go back to 1996 and listen to a bit of a sample from Deep Cover, that 1994 film. And here's their self-titled, or the title track to their 1996 album, Dead Cities.
I had killed a man. A man who looked like me. Thank you.
documentary about you for?
Because I'm fascinating.
CITR is proud to present the Canadian premiere of Strange Powers, Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields, appearing at the 2010 Vancouver International Film Festival.
This unique documentary sheds light on the stoic and enigmatic frontman of one of the most prolific and secretive bands of our generation. For the first time, Stephen Merritt opens the doors to his studio, sheds light on his songwriting process, and details his relationship with longtime bandmate, manager, and friend, Claudia Gonson. Strange Powers, Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields plays Saturday, October 2nd at 9:45 p.m. at the Granville Empire 7 and Sunday, October 10th at 11 a.m. at the Van City Theater. For tickets and more information, check out VIFF.org.
Dion, and that's the Jam City Refix of his 2003 track, Let Me Bang, although that just came out this year through the Night Slugs label. And DJ Dion is part of what's the ghetto house scene in Chicago, which doesn't actually get much play in town there, but that kind of sound is bigger in Europe. And you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next is Games, or I guess Our Games. They're a duo featuring Dan Lopatin from the 10 Tricks Point Never, and then from Tiger City, it's Joel Ford. And they originally self-released this song back in March from the album That We Play, or That We Can Play. But through the Hippos and Tanks label, this song also appears on its own 7-inch. So here's Games with Everything Is Wrong.
Oh,
There's teenage, teen girl fantasy. The song was Cheaters, and you can find that off this year's album, 7 AM. And teen girl fantasy are Ohio's Logan Takahashi and Nick Weiss, who met in Oberlin College, but now they're based in Amsterdam, studying at the Gerrit Rietveld Academy. And their profile's been raised through a few MP3 blog shoutouts, and they've remixed Telepath recently. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. I'm here with you for another hour or so. And from Amsterdam, we're going to hop over to Sweden. And these guys are from Gutenberg, and they're called Little Dragon, which was a nickname given to Yukimi Nagano, who is the leader of the group here. And she's joined by close high school friends Eric Bowden, Frederick Wallen, and Håkan Wärenstrand. And Nagano has also appeared on a few songs done by Coop, the Joe's Jazz Guys. And she helped co-write a couple songs on Gorilla's recent album, Plastic Beach. And Little Dragon are actually going to be opening for them for a few tour dates. But I'm not sure if they're going to be here next month when they play in town in the early part of November. But along with everything else that they've done, she's also played with Jose Gonzalez as well. But maybe she'll be part of the Gorillaz tour. I have yet to actually see the full list for that, but I'm planning a bit of a special show for that week. There's a guest who's working away at a list about we're all going to do virtual bands. So hopefully that pans out. But back to Little Dragon here from last year's album, Machine Dreams. This is Blinking Pigs.
Thank you. lights out. Shoot up the station. Tease these dead men that you love. Touch everybody, come on down. I don't make it easy, don't make it fun. Watch the scene now, how they want. Stay up late, I'm on the road. They got us basking in a storm. I watch it as it loses form. They even see me, guess what I want? A casualty, but I am a front. And I know what it's about,
Santo Gold, now just known as Santi Gold, and that name change was forced by the wrestler slash jeweler that decided that he wanted to release his own records as well. So that is the Dave Rubato remix of Lights Out, and apparently it's only an iTunes only thing because it doesn't appear on the 2000 EP that was released in the UK. And Santi Gold's been busy to a certain extent collaborating with other people. She recently appeared on the David Byrne Fatboy Slim double album that's a tribute to Imelda Marcos. And she also appeared on the Spirit of Apollo project. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. Coming up next, one of many acts named Amnesia, since, it's obviously a term that's sort of extended quite loosely amongst everyone else. But the Amnesia I'm going to play is coming from late 80s Belgium. And based on everything's written in French, all I can tell you is that this is primarily the work of Stefan Novak, supported by Patrick Cools. And it was produced by Proto Acid House guys Benoit Marisol and Bruno Van Garce. So from the 1988 album Hysteria, this is Amnesia with Ecstasy. Dun 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 d
over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
The Hot Moonbeams, Marcus Naslund, and She-E.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
As always, it's a fun night at the Railway during Shindig. So yeah, that is tomorrow, corner of Dunsmuir. And I'm going to say Seymour, and I probably got that wrong, even though I work right by there. But everyone knows where it is. You should go. Tomorrow, Shindig. Enjoy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's GAC. This is Exploding Head Movies. Coming up next is a little bit of something from New Jersey. And this is the Invisible Conga People. And it's a duo of Eric Tsai and Justin Simon. And they only have a couple tracks to their name, but they are rumored to be working on a full album, finally. And, of course, it is on the fantastic Italians Do It Better label. So this comes off a 2008 12-inch, and this is the A-side. So this is the Invisible Conga People. Conga People. Sorry. And that Cable Dazed. Thank you.
Hey, we are elephants.
those baths. And that song is not called Animals, but mispronounce it, Family Circus Style. It's called Aminals. And you can find that off the album Cerulean. That's the debut of Baths. And you can find that on the Anticon label. And Will Weisenfeld from Chatsworth, California, uses the Baths alias along with another one called Post Fetus. And he's actually touring the West Coast right now. Unfortunately, the closest he seems to be getting is Spokane. He's playing Seaside on October 7th. And if you're in Seattle, he's playing the Sunset Tavern the next night on the 8th, where he's joined by L1011. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I've played a lot of Night Jewel in the past, and that's the synth pop trio project founded by Ramona Gonzalez. But this actually is a recent remix that was done by St. Louis producer Phase One. He produced a stellar mix called The Realest Shit I Ever Wrote. And the original version of this appeared on last night's Night Jewel EP. So this is Night Jewel with the Phase One remix of Want You Back.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered. We'll be right back.
Sean Bowie, who records ambient-based electronic music under the moniker of Teams. And that's off the free EP Catchpool, and we heard there is Bali, an island that I visited 10 years ago about this time, and something I said I'd visit again within 10 years. So, of course, I do have a couple days to do that. And, yes, that's top on my list there. And you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next, the guy in MySpace says that this is from Tokyo, but other than that, I know nothing else. So from Jesse Ruins, this is End of the Solitude. That's from the radio department out of Sweden. That is the new improved Hypocrisy, which was a single released a couple of weeks ago as a reaction to recent Swedish elections. So it's kind of interesting to see that the perceptions that we've had of Scandinavia have been darkened somewhat, both in popular culture. Things like, you know, Stieg Larsson's books, Let Me In, the new series on PBS, Wallander. And, yeah, just sort of showing more of a bleaker side. You know, we knew about, like, Ingmar Bergman and everything about being depressed in Scandinavia, but Sweden was always sort of like the happy land, and it definitely does not portray the media as such anymore. So stick around. Black Heaven soundtrack is coming up. But first, a couple important things that your CITR Friends of Card can do.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all of our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your Friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
background. This is a new track by M83, and this is called Black Hole. From the film Black Heaven, where Black Hole is apparently like a second life that appears in this French film. And M83 at this point is just Anthony Gonzalez. He's actually joined by his brother Live, along with a couple other artists, but back in the day, maybe about 10 years ago, he was joined by his friend Nicolas Fromageau, but they had a little bit of a falling out. And most of the score for Black Heaven is done by Emmanuel D'Orlando. He's primarily scored shorts and documentaries, but this is his first major release. But the film itself, which I'll talk about after we hear a couple cues by D'Orlando, we may actually be able to see this film for a while. And this might be sort of like a DVD-only release, but it's directed by Gilles Marchand. It's a thriller. It's based on some sort of stalking, and yeah, a little bit of love. The poster has this, of course, the backside of a woman descending into a pool. So we're going to start off with Emmanuel D'Orlando, and from the Black Heaven soundtrack, we'll listen to The Trap. All right, we started off with The Trap, then we heard Audrey's theme. The last track we just heard was Suicide. In the background here, we have Black Hole's Atmosphere, and this is all from Emmanuel D'Orlando's soundtrack to the film Black Heaven, directed by Gilles Marchand, and it starred folks like Grégoire Laprince-Ringuet, Pauline Etienne, and then Louise Bourgoin as the femme fatale. And this is Gilles Marchand's second full-length film. The first one he had was 2003's Who Killed Bambi, after a couple shorts in the 90s. And this actually did play at the Cannes Film Festival, but for some reason it was not picked up. There's a bit of mixed reviews saying something about style over substance, as everything looked visually fantastic, but the storytelling was kind of weak. But at this point, the soundtrack was released back in July through Naive Records, just as a virtual form. And I think depending on what happens with the film's distribution, a proper soundtrack and should be available at some point. But at this point, the world of the film, the cinema life, it's not always predictable. As I'm sure if you're going to the Vancouver International Film Festival, a lot of these films that you're going to see, first off, they're pretty hard to find in the first place since they're coming across from the globe. But at the same time, are you going to see it in the theaters afterwards? Are you going to be able to rent it on DVD afterwards? It's not super predictable. But that's how the life on film goes. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, it is Arthur and Andrea with Pacific Picking. And if you missed any of this week's episode, you can just easily grab the MB3 as a podcast. Just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can see the schedule now. You can see the playlist of the songs are there, because who knows? Because, yeah, my website is a total debacle at this point. But you can see the playlist for this show, all others. And then if you click on the schedule, just click on the little orange icon there. And yes, you can just plug that into iTunes or whatever you use for your feed. So next week, it's going to be Canadian Thanksgiving. And we're going to have a bit of a Latin tinge, since I'll feature the score to the recent Argentine film, The Secret in Their Eyes. And they'll have a bit of tango in the form of Astor Piazzolla. And we'll have a bit of his work from the 1996 Terry Gilliam film, 12 Monkeys. But one of the other tracks that M83 provided on to Black Heaven comes from the 2005 album Before the Dawn Heals Us, and this is Farewell Goodbye. So take care of yourselves, enjoy the nice autumn weather while it still lasts, and don't eat too much turkey or tofurkey. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up at this moment.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.